Brian Helsworth visiting with the House Budget Committee Chairman Scott Fitzpatrick of Shelnub. Mr. Chairman, obviously you've been busy with the abortion debate, but I wanted to ask you a little bit about the budget. The fiscal year will start here very soon on July the 1st, and you're telling me as far as the budget goes, it looks like revenues aren't going to meet consensus revenue estimates for FY17.
That is, that's what it's looking like. If you look at state revenues right now, adjusted for pending refunds and comparing refunds from this year to last year, we're a little over 2%, I think, right now, growth over last year, whereas when factoring in other collections that weren't part of the consensus revenue estimate, we really need to be about 3.5%. That equates to probably $130-140 million shortfall in where we thought we would be this year, which essentially means we're going to start the year with that much less cash in the bank next year, July 1st, than we anticipated. And so those are resources that aren't going to be available going into FY18. And the only way to deal with that, you can either grow out of that by having better than expected revenue growth next year, or you can basically restrict out of that or withhold out of that, and which is essentially a tool that the governor has available to him to reduce spending from what was appropriated. So I think those are going to be the options. And, House Committee Bill 3 will also factor into that. Fortunately, we left a decent chunk of money on the basically unbudgeted that we had anticipated, about $100 million that was set aside in case of a revenue shortfall or for unplanned expenses. Unfortunately, it's looking like the revenue shortfall by itself might exceed that $100 million, which would mean that we'd have to start seeing some restrictions. And if House Committee Bill 3 becomes law, that'll be another $35 million of restrictions that'll be necessary because of that. So, putting those things together, it just, it's looking like it's going to be another challenging year. And, it also makes hitting next year's revenue target that much more difficult because you're calculating your growth off of a smaller number than we thought we were going to be calculating it off of. So, that's kind of the situation. It's not exactly a rosy one, unfortunately.
Mr. Chairman, you've seen a lot of tough budgets. You've been here, 5-6 years now? Are there
five? Yeah,
five.
A lot of tough budgets. You ever seen one this tight?
No. I mean, I think that I will say that the budget last year was the mark was missed worse, in my opinion, last year as far as estimating revenues. This year we tried to be as conservative as we could be, but at the end of the day we have to rely on a revenue estimate, and we have to all agree on what that number is going to be. And sometimes sometimes revenues end up higher than that, and sometimes it ends up less than that. In the 5 years I've been here, we've ended up exceeding the revenue estimate twice, and it's looking like this will be the third time that we've come a little short. It's really kind of hit or miss. This is a tough one, particularly because we cut out most of the low-hanging fruit. The stuff that was easy to cut out, and then a lot of stuff that was hard to cut out got cut this year. And going into next year, if we have to repeat that exercise of cutting again, it's really going to be a lot more painful next time, I think. So, that's kind of what we're looking at.
Final question, I'll open up to you. In a nutshell here, and I'm trying to be very careful, obviously, if I have any follow-ups, I'll make sure I'm accurate here. But in a nutshell, it looks like revenues aren't going to meet the consensus revenue estimates for FY17. And you believe that higher than expected growth in FY18 for the budget, you'll need that to be balanced without withholds. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
And finally, the governor. Have you talked to the governor about this at all, or have you talked to Dan Brown about it?
Not since session ended. I haven't had a lot of discussions with Senator Brown or the governor. I imagine that in the next week or so, there'll probably have to be discussion about that because it's possible that there could be some withhold action that needs to take place early on in the fiscal year. So I'd imagine there'd be a conversation coming in that area. So
Absolutely. Anything you would like to add, Mr. Chairman?
I don't think so. I think I'm good. Thanks, Brian.